Good to go?
Yes.
Is Dan's not coming?
Correct.
No.
He's absent.
God, no.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the November 9th, 2017. What day is it?
Whatever it is.
Afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Wheeler?
Here. Carla, please read the first item, the proclamation.
Item 1204. Proclaim November 11, 2017 to be Veterans Day.
Colleagues, veterans, as I'm sure you all know and agree, are an exemplary group of people who often contribute service well after they've taken off their active military uniforms. And I know I don't have to tell the veterans in this council chamber that, because they live this reality every day. We're here today to thank our current servicemen and women and veterans for putting their lives on the line and protecting our country and our community. We offer our deepest gratitude. Today we're going to read a proclamation that honors veterans in our community on behalf of all of us here at the City of Portland. But before I do that, I'd like to call on some of my fellow commissioners for their thoughts. Commissioner Udaly?
Well, thank you for being here today. I have a limited experience with the military, which should probably come as no surprise to anyone who knows me. However, I do feel a deep connection and appreciation to Post 134 through my friend Sean Davis, and I've gotten to know an incredible group of veterans who have used writing as a tool for healing themselves and also sharing their unique experiences with the rest of us. And few of us will understand kind of the depth of your service, but we're certainly very grateful and happy to be here today to honor and recognize you and celebrate Veterans Day.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. This is really nice because it'll be a three-day veteran celebration, what with the holiday tomorrow and then the parade and things on Saturday. I am very grateful to the American military. My grandfather was a stretcher bearer in World War I in Europe, and he told me once that they were just hanging on until the Americans came in because he knew as soon as the United States came in that we would win. And then my mother was evacuated from after the Blitz in London and being bombed in Liverpool. She was evacuated here for 3 years during the war and had to leave to go back before D-Day because they knew that after D-Day that there would be no room on any of the ships. So she, because it was still wartime, she had to leave without telling any of her friends goodbye and just basically, you know, go back to a country that she had not been for most of her formative years. But she said the same thing, that we just were waiting for the Americans to get in. So from my perspective as a former European, we have a great debt to pay to the American military that twice you have saved the world, quite literally. And I appreciate your ongoing work. I appreciate everybody who will honor the folks on Veterans Day. It was one of my great honors in my first two terms of council to change the name of the Memorial Coliseum to the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, because we certainly need to remember who it celebrates. And I'm very happy to continue supporting that issue. And thank you again.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Fish.
Well, I'm very pleased, Mayor, you're going to be reading a proclamation. And I'm looking forward on Saturday to participating in the Hollywood Veterans Day Parade, which I think is the largest parade of its kind in the state. This year, I'm not going to walk. I'm going to go in a car first. And then, of course, our friend Tony Starlight hosts the speeches that follow. And we honor a particular veteran, and we also have distinguished guests to remind us about the deeper meaning of service and sacrifice. My dad was in the Navy, so I grew up hearing stories about all the decks he swabbed. And my grandfather was in the Army, and he fought in the trenches in France and during some of the bloodiest conflicts. Interesting, they both became people who were deeply committed to peace through their military experience. And I always found their views on these things carried more weight than other people that I often heard from, because both of them had seen the side of war, which is so raw and ugly, and had seen people die and the carnage. And so both in their public lives became deeply committed to trying to avoid war and to use diplomacy and other means to prevent wars, knowing that wars often end up in very brave men and women being sacrificed. But it is appropriate for our city to honor our veterans, and I look forward to joining the community on Saturday at the Veterans Day Parade and celebrating with all of our friends the work they've done for 200 years to keep us free. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I'd also like to recognize and thank the Veterans Empowerment Team here at the City of Portland for their support and their contributions to the City of Portland. As many of you know, VET supports and mentors employees of the City of Portland who have affiliation with military service. They also internally advocate for needs of veterans here in the city. And all of us here on the City Council are very, very grateful for the leadership provided by those individuals. So I will, without further ado, read the proclamation. Whereas the first Veterans Day proclamation was signed on November 11th, 1954, by President Dwight D. Eisenhower to pay homage to all of our veterans who've contributed to the preservation of this great nation. And whereas the brave men and women of our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard exemplify selflessness and steadfast commitment while risking their lives to ensure our freedom. And whereas wounded and suffering military members and veterans who return home honor us with their dignity, courage, and valor. And whereas veterans deserve the utmost respect and support, which they have earned while defending our homeland. And whereas we admire and stand beside the families and loved ones of those who've served and currently served, and the immense burdens that they bear. And whereas we are continually grateful for the freedoms we enjoy in Portland and across the United States, thanks to the service and sacrifices of the men and women in our military. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 11th, 2017, to be Veterans Day in Portland, Oregon, and encourage all residents to honor those who've served and those who currently serve to preserve our principles of justice, freedom, and democracy. And today, colleagues, we have Nicholas Carroll here representing veterans. He's with VET. He's here to accept the proclamation on behalf of the City Council and to say a few words. And if there are other veterans in the room who would like to join him at the dais, we'd certainly appreciate the opportunity to hear from you as well. Mr. Carroll? And for the record, if you could just state your name again, although it's redundant, but thank you.
I'm Nicholas Carroll. I work for the City of Portland Noise Control Office, and I served in the Navy for 5 years, and my last ship was the loudest ship in the Navy, the aircraft carrier, so I think it's appropriate that I work in the noise office. I handle all the noise complaints in the city, so it's not an easy job. But thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for your proclamation and support on Monday for unveiling the display that we have in the atrium. And Commissioner Chief Daly, Fritz, and Nick Fish. I appreciate both of you, Fritz and Fish, for participating in last year's parade. And hopefully we'll see you again on Saturday, all of you, if you're able to. So I wanted to share a little bit about the veterans team. I started working for the city last year, and that's when Matt Calhoun is actually the leader of the group. He was elected by the VET team to be our leader, and I'm the administrator. So we formed a group of veterans, and we meet once a month. And we have different speakers. We've done different projects, such as volunteering to help fix up a house that somebody else couldn't do. That's a big BDS project. multiple houses, and we picked a veterans home to help. We've also had speakers share about volunteer opportunities at the hospital with VA groups or nonprofit VA groups, and different services provided for mental health and homeless vets. Mostly we advocate for city employees, people trying to get a job with the city. Sometimes it's difficult for them to translate their experiences from the military into what the city BHR department looks for qualifications for the job. So it's hard to translate, especially when they're not familiar with the language that they need. So a lot of people are, they have leadership experience at 19, 20, 21. So we need to help them be able to find the right words so that they can apply for the jobs and hopefully get some city jobs. And then within the city, like one of the things that we did recently when Rick Best, after that tragedy, we had a session where people who worked with them in the Bureau of Development Services, they shared what he was like in person, their memories of him, great tributes. I didn't know him personally, but it was nice to hear other people, what they said about him. And he sounds like an honorable guy. And it was a deep loss for our vet group. And we also talked about what we would do in a situation like that, when to intervene, when not to intervene, how do you feel safe. And because of that, that meeting that we had, when I saw an opportunity for bystander training that was offered by ERCO, I took that opportunity and learned. And from that learning session, I learned that I would have made all the wrong mistakes. So that kind of training was helpful for those kind of situations. And then finally, I wanted to mention that we got a write-up in the League of Oregon Cities magazine. So if you have it, I would recommend reading it. It's on page 28. So Matthew Calhoun's mentioned in it, and it talks about our group.
Great. Thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks for your leadership.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and City Commissioners. Am I louder than?
No.
It just seems okay. I'm Jeff Selby, Equity and Communications Manager for the Office of Equity and Human Rights. I'm also a member of the DEEP Executive Committee and an Army combat veteran. I would like to thank City Council and the City of Portland for its recognition of our warriors today and our contributions to our communities. During my 10-year tour in the Army, I had the honor of serving with diverse teams of soldiers, airmen, Marines, and sailors. I served alongside our nation's best, people who identified as LGBTQ, people of color, immigrants, people of all faiths, women and men. And let me ask, what image comes to mind when you think of a military veteran? As we gathered with Mayor Wheeler in City Hall on Monday to unveil the veterans display, one couldn't help but notice the diversity in the atrium. For many observers, I'm sure, meeting our city's diverse military veteran staff made them reflect on their assumptions of what a warrior looks like. So when you employ your equity lens, as you consider every policy, I urge you to continue to consider the impacts to our veterans and currently serving military members who live in Portland and also work for our city. Once again, I thank you for your continued support and recognition of Veterans Day today.
Thank you, gentlemen. We really appreciate it. Would you mind if we met down here in the front and took a photo?
Sure.
Great. Thank you.
Are there other veterans in the room?
Yes. And if there's any other veterans in the room, we'd invite you up to come and have a photo with us.
Perfect.
Yeah, it tends to work best.
It's like working in Disney again.
Would you like to do this all day?
Yeah, I need some jobs.
Please, right this way.
Thank you.
You had your warning, Mayor.
I've given up.
What message are you guys sending me?
You know, as long as I figure I might as well be comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.